heard the strong voice of the large man leading the group while he was still more than 20 IPs away. The group continued walking, despite my lack of response. They came to a halt at an uncomfortably close distance.
"I am Peter Wallace. This is Simon," he said, moving his hand to his right.
"And Patrick," he motioned to his left. He had a dark brown beard, which covered half of his face, and all I could clearly see were his pleasant, honey brown eyes.
"We've been looking for you for 2 days," he said with a smile. "Most jumpers stay where they land, and it's easy to find them. But you..."
He smiled again and shook his head.
"We thought we wouldn't find you anymore."
"Until we came across your tracks on our way back," said the man who Peter Wallace had introduced as Patrick.
"Fortunately, you chose the right direction. You could have gone the other way, deep into the jungle. We'd never have found you there," said Peter Wallace.
Although I had seen them, and I had expected them, I was still so taken aback that I could not respond. Peter Wallace's features took on a worried expression.
"Do you understand me?"
"Yes, Peter Wallace, I understand you." My voice was firmer than I thought I could muster. "My name is Dora Dana Dasnan. My companion needs assistance." Peter Wallace looked at Stavanian.
"He's dehydrated," he said, as he helped Stavanian drink. "Take a sip. You need it too."
I cringed. "No thank you, Peter Wallace. I'm not thirsty." He gave me a side look, but didn't comment.
"Let's go back to the village," he said to Simon and Patrick.
Then he turned to me and said,
"And Dora, it's just Peter."
At first, we all walked in silence, our feet crunching the soil underneath our feet. Peter kept watching me intently, and I tried to keep my eyes on the path.
"You told me," I said after a while, still not looking at him,
"that other jumpers stay where they ported."
"Which other jumpers?" "I thought you might be interested in that. You all are."
His smile was broad, as if revealing a best-kept secret.
"You will hear more from old Mike once we're back in the village. But in short, in the last couple of months, we've had a number of people being teleported here. Like I said, most of them are so shocked that they just stay where they were dropped, and it's easy to find them. But you..."
He looked at me speculatively over Stavanian's head that was drooping on his shoulder.
"You didn't."
We continued for some moments in silence. He kept looking at me as we walked, and finally I said,
"Why are you looking at me?" "Oh, I'm sorry, but you don't look very human. I mean, you do, sort of, but your eyes, they're just so green. They don't look human. I don't mean that in a negative way," he quickly continued. "It's just, you look alien."
"I'm not an alien. I'm a Cynthian, a race of the descendants." I turned my gaze back in the direction we were walking. "I guess you must have seen many descendant porters in the last few months."
"No," he said, looking back at me. "No, all of the jumpers were humans."
"Humans?" I stared back. "Does this mean that every mistake the mind made was with a human?"
I do not understand," I said. "Me neither," he laughed. "But one thing is for sure. If you're not human, then you and your partner here are the very first descendants to have been ported to Earth."
I stopped in my tracks.
"Earth?" The word pierced my mind, and I let out an audible gasp, my eyes wide open.
"Earth?" I whispered. Peter stopped and looked back at me. Behind his beard, I could recognize a smile.
"You didn't know, did you? I guess not being a human, you couldn't have... Well, Dora, welcome to Earth."
He continued walking to catch up with the others.